And welcome back to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and the Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. Vikings are leading the East Coweta Indians 23-3 here at halftime as the Vikings have now entered the field again to warm up for the second half. East Coweta down to our right. They're warming up as well. The clock says 1:05 left on the scoreboard here for halftime. I'm not sure that they'll reset that for a 3-minute warm-up, but I believe they probably will as it just now ticks under a minute. Vikings leading 23-3. We heard an update earlier that Lovejoy was trailing Marietta, and that is a game we'll keep an eye on here in the second half.
20-14.
20-14 was the updated score we had, of course. The Vikings can hold on here, hold on to a win. We'll get an opportunity, if Marietta wins, to play a game at home back at Martin Stadium. If not, doesn't matter. If the Vikings win, we'll go wherever we got to go to play a football game. But the Vikings got to take care of business here. We talked about it at halftime. East Coweta, a little bit of momentum with that three points right there before half. But the Vikings, they get out here and play the way they played in the first quarter.
But we get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point there. They do put three on the board, but listen, it was because of a pooch kick and a penalty.
Sure.
How many times have we seen Hart kick it out of the back of the end zone?
I mean, time after time after.
You know, but
then again, you've got a wet field, which makes planting that foot just.
Yeah, but
know.
It also means their receiver, you know, running the ball, it may have a harder time breaking one big.
Yeah,
you
Markell Boston has proven that he can get down the field.
On that punt, you're absolutely right.
And so I know they want to keep it out of his hands, and I understand that. If you miss the long kick, then you do. You leave that open for him to get an opportunity to put up a big run, and then you really talk about momentum switch. But if you're able to put them up there in that 20, get them to fair catch around 23, 24, that's a great punt. I mean, a great kick.
Absolutely.
But you got to get them to do that.
And the only way to do that is to keep playing defense like you've been playing defense and stop them, and then score and kick.
Yeah, one of the things, too, and we talked about one of our impact players, Bryce Gimmel, the quarterback for East Coweta, extremely talented. But we have talked about he's let go of the ball a couple of times tonight. Maybe it's the wet ball. Maybe it's the pressure that the defense from the Vikings is putting on him. But I think we got to continue to do that defensively. Put that pressure on that quarterback. Make him make those decisions. He likes to run the ball. He will put the ball in the belly of his fullback and wait and wait and wait and wait to pull it out. I saw one time I really thought the fullback turned around like the ball was on the ground because he waited so long to take it out of his gut.
Yep.
And Gimmel kept the ball, and we were able to make a good tackle. We'll see how that goes here in the second half.
And we are just about 1:30 away from kicking off the second half of this first-round state playoff game. And I want to remind everybody of the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show at Cheddar's on a Tuesday night at 6:45. And so airtime at 6:45, we'll be there. And Coach Mack will be there at 7 o'clock. And we'll sit down and Bill, talk for a second. I got just a little bit of business to take care of.
All right, we'll do that. The clock now ticking down inside of a minute after the 3-minute warm-up. As we said, Vikings will get the ball to start the second half, and we'll see if we can't just march it down the field again like we did the first series. Being able to control the ball on offense, run the ball, I think that's going to be the key.
Long, sustained drives, Bill. I got to agree with you. Minimal mistakes. Long, sustained drives. Keep their defense on the field. Keep ours off the field. And you put another touchdown on this game and make it a 3-4 possession game. They may get deflated and fold up the tent, but we're not going to say that until well into this fourth quarter. But Vikings currently lead 23-3 halftime here. It's been a good ball game for the Vikings first half.
It really has. As Marty had said here during the halftime. How tired is that defense for East Coweta? They've been on the field a lot, too. And are they back on their heels? Don't count on it. I think any playoff-caliber team, they've got a little bit of fight left in them. And momentum can switch in a quick, quick hurry. The old Mo, as they say, when that thing switches over, it's hard to stop it. So the Vikings have got to keep momentum on their side, continue to play well, don't make mistakes, and I think we've got some success here tonight at East Coweta.
I think so too, Bill, and we have been playing very, very hard. We're ready to start the second half.
All right, for all your second half action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And thank you, Bill Osborne. East Cata kicker goes back, sets the ball up near hash mark. That is number 28, Cole Antley.
We got Tyson Harris back there along with Brandon Roberts and Alex Brown.
High, high kick, and it'll be Brandon Roberts will take it at the three. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, starts outside. Oh, what a hole he has over there. He's across the 30, the 35, still on his feet, and they'll haul him down about the 38-yard line. But there was a block on the other side. I'm sure, Bill, you saw it. They could tell us about it.
Well, I tell you, any time that we can get out there and get that, the guy was just made the great block to seal the corner for him. As I saw Brandon Roberts coming around the left side, I saw him stutter step a little bit. I think had he kept his, you know, on his horse, he might have picked up a few more yards.
Guys, that was Tyson Harris, the freshman, coming up from he was back there deep return with Brandon, but he came up and just leveled their outside defender.
Thank you there, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. First and 10, Vikings will take over from our own 38-yard line. As the second half gets underway, we give it on a counter to Jerome Daniels, gets hit at the line of scrimmage and promptly loses 2 yards. We'll go back to the 36.
Yeah, now behind the sticks, down in distance on first down, not where the Vikings want to be. So we'll see if we can't pick up some positive yards here in this second and 12 for the Vikings.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Austin Dixon slides under center. East Cata in a six-man front. Two linebackers up tight. Dixon rolls right, looks, throws out. Catch made by Arvin Berry across the 40, the 45, and he'll have the first down out to the 49-yard line. Good pitch and catch from Dixon to Austin Berry, the fullback. 11 minutes to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 23-3, and they mark him down at the 48, so they'll say it's going to be second and about a double-A battery.
First down. It is
yep.
First down.
Are they still?
No, it's first down.
Okay. First down.
First and 10.
Brandon Roberts and wing back on the near side. And Eric Hart far side. We go to that double tight end on the far side of the field. We got Robert Roberts in motion. Again, give it to Arvin Berry behind one man, two, as he gets across the 50 down to the 49. We are in East Cayeta territory as the third quarter starts. It'll be second, giving 3 yards. It'll be second and 7. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon looks to the sidelines. He gets the play. He'll turn back as he waits on the play. Calls it out to the offensive line. Now he'll slide under center. Indians will stack it. Stack that line. As he waits on the snap, he puts Brandon Roberts in motion. Gives it to Roberts around the left side. Brandon cuts back inside behind those big, the Sons of Thunder, and he'll get down to about the 47-yard line, and it's going to be third and, give him third and 6 from the 47-yard line. 9:55 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 23-3 in this first-round state playoff game. Ball on the far hash mark in front of the Viking sidelines as Dixon slides under center. They're showing blitz off the corner. Alex Brown in motion. And we give it on the counter play. That is looking to see who comes up with the ball, but we have a first down as we get across the 40.
That's Hart.
Eric Hart on the counter as Eric gets down to the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Vikings.
Nice counter play up the middle, West, in a third and 5, third and 6 situation. 9 yards on the carry.
9:22 to go here in the third. Dixon again will slide under center. East Cayeta at six-man front. We got a man in motion. We give it to him around the right side. That is Anthony Robinson. Cuts back inside. The sophomore is learning more and more every day as he gets across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. Give him 4 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 6. Alex Brown, Ahmad Sneed at fullback, Anthony Robinson at the other wing back.
Vikings able to bring fresh legs in at the wing back positions, just play after play.
Dixon looking at 7-man front. Brown in motion, and he gives it to Snead right up the middle. Mod Snead busts over two, three, runs over several Indians all the way down to the 22-yard line.
And that'll get the Vikings another first down with 8:29 here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 23-3, and the Vikings just marching down the field after a 12-yard run by Ahmad Snead.
Ball on the near hash mark. We're in that Eagle offense. Now we go heavy left. Double tackle, double tight ends to the left side. We bring a man in motion back towards us. And we give it to Brown on the carry. He's stripped by one man, too. Around the corner. Alex Brown will be run down from behind, but not before he gets inside the 10-yard line. Down to the 6. It'll be first and goal Vikings. 8:06 to go in the third quarter, and we're looking to put more points on the board.
Yeah, Alex Brown, as he got around that corner, going around the left side, there was nothing but green or light brown grass as he made around the corner there. And I tell you, good tackle by number one, Michael Singleton, after a 16-yard gain by Alex Brown.
First and goal, Vikings. The ball out on the far hash mark. Nathan Brantley in at blocking back. Jerome Daniels in the backfield. Dixon. He takes a snap. Gives it to Daniels around the right side. Jerome picks a hole, looks into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels, with 7:32 left on the clock. Here in the third quarter, Vikings put 6 more on the board.
Now, let's see, are we going to attempt an extra point? We haven't so far tonight. We went with that swinging gate. And we're huddling, Bill.
So a planned two-point conversion now.
Dixon slides under center.
I don't know.
Dixon takes a snap. Over right side, Jerome Daniels into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. Vikings lead 31-3. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box, Nick Hart sets to kick off. High end over end kick. Boston takes it at the 11. He's up to the 15, the 20. Gets hit as he crosses the 23, and that's as far as he'll go. They'll give him the 24-yard line, and that's where East Gaeta will take over first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the page.
Nope.
Okay, we'll keep it right here then. They will take over at their own 24-yard line. With 7:24 to go here in the third quarter, Vikings leading 31-3.
Let's see what the Viking defense can do here now and whether East Coweta, what adjustments they made at halftime here.
Their first offensive possession, they'll bring three receivers near side, single receiver far side, Gimmel in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front, and there's flags everywhere. And what do we have? Illegal procedure against East Coweta. And they'll back them up to the first and 10. It'll be first and 15 as they back it out to the 19-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Indians up over the ball. Now they again bring trip receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage. Gimmel in the shotgun. Running back to his left. Two steps out, throws across. Catch made. Out at the 30. They'll be close. They'll be close. They'll have the first down, Bill, all the way out to the 35.
That time, Gimmel had time to find his receiver.
It was a 16-yard pass play from Gimmel to number 21, Malik Robinson.
16 yards on the catch. Tackled by Brian Bell. And it's first down and 10 for the East Coweta Indians.
Now they'll send twins to the far side, single receiver near side. He keeps a back on either side of him. We're in a four-man front. He gives it to one of the backs. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. They'll lose 2 yards, or lose a yard anyway, back to the 34-yard line. It is 6:55 to go here. Clock has stopped for some reason.
Helmet's off.
Doesn't matter. Clock still should run while they swap them out.
No, a helmet fell off a player. They had to stop to get him escorted off the sideline. 31-3, Vikings leading here with 6:55 left in the third quarter.
Vikings in a four-man front as East Coweta comes to the line of scrimmage with two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Gimmel in the shotgun. Three down linemen for the Vikings. Gimel drops straight back. There comes the rush. Screen play. Oh, and it was broken up. Great play over there by Trey Jackson as he read the screen play, hit the back in the backfield to slow him up. Gimel, the rush came. Gimel had to get rid of the ball in a hurry, and it will be now third and 10.
Waylon Orr was the back for East Coweta, and he took a big hit from Trey Jackson long before, I mean, just as the ball was getting there, but it was behind the line of scrimmage, so it wouldn't have been a pass interference anyway.
Clock stopped with a 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Gimel, again, two receivers near side, two far side, stacks one behind the other. Waits for the snap, drops straight back, looks those. Oh, great read turn, and here goes Malik Robinson for East Coweta as they get into the Viking territory. I'm sorry, it's Markel Boston as they got into Viking territory all the way down to our 39-yard line. Robinson came out of the backfield, came between the corner and the safety, and I tell you what, Gimel put that ball on a straight line, Bill, a 27-yard pass play from Gimel to Boston.
We're missing the stack on the side is where they're getting success at.
He sends two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We go back to a four-man front. He keeps two backs in the backfield. We show blitz off the corner. He keeps it for a quarterback carry. There's a flag on the play, and we run him out of bounds as it gets down to the 34-yard line. He would have picked up about four, but there's a flag on either side of the field.
Yeah, they threw it quickly. I'm not sure what the call is going to be against East Coweta or the Vikings. We'll see here.
The legal procedure against East Coweta. So, of course, we'll back it up.
That'll bring it first and 15 now for East Coweta. 5:53 left in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-3 in the first round of the 6A classification playoffs here at East Coweta High School. Our Vikings, the 3 seed out of Region 1, had to make the trip up here, trying to get a game here and find out where we go next week.
East Coweta now send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial. We show in blitz. Brantley steps in. Now he steps back out. Takes a snap. There we come. He throws way downfield. Catch made by Boston and dropped, knocked away by number 28.
Yeah, number 28 for the Vikings, Carlos Lee, did a great job. He had great coverage right on the hip.
Oh, and Markel Boston comes up limping. He comes to the sidelines, and if
he taps his helmet, says, I need to come out for a minute.
That could be a blow. It will be second and 15 with 5:41 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 31-3. They'll send trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We go back to a four-man front. Gimel gives it to the tailback, gets hit. That's number 5. And
Waylon Orr,
and Orr will pick up just a couple of yards. Bill, it'll be third and 13 now at our own 42-yard line.
Gimel's making the right read, giving the ball off. He wants to hold it. You can see it. But he's given the right read. It's just the Vikings defense is collapsing in on it. Eating up the clock, 5:14, the clock running here.
Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We go back to a three-man front, four now, showing man coverage, showing blitz off the corner. There we come hard. They pick it up, throw out in the flats. We slip and fall down. Catch made by number 81 for the first down out of our 29-yard line.
They're going to mark it at the 29, and gosh, it is just the first down. He picked up the 13 yards he needed.
And that was E.J. Ransom, the junior, who made the catch.
Our defender had fallen down and lost containment of his receiver, and that's how they were able to get that first down. Gimel checks to the sideline, gets his play. The clock is stopped on the run out of bounds. 4:58, it'll start on the snap. Third quarter.
East Coweta comes up over the ball. Again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Bryce Gimel in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Quarterback draw. Now we've got him, and he goes down at the 35.
Yeah, that's number 61, Zach Copeland, in there on the sack. And that'll put him down. The clock running And a loss of, let's see,
6-7 yards.
That's 6 or 7 yards.
So it'll be second. They mark it down to the 35. It'll be second and 16 at the 35-yard, at our 35-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings leading 31-3. Rain has stopped. It was miserable in the first half. Trip to the far side. Single receiver far near side. Again, we're showing blitz. Now we drop it off. Gimmel gives it to the tailback. He turns, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he might even lose a yard, Bill.
Yeah, Brian Vail, Trey Jackson, and number 30, Corvion White, there to make the tackle for the Vikings, and he does lose more yards.
It'll be back third and 17. Marty just thought these guys are really playing hard out of the defense. Defense has really stepped it up here.
Yes, Wes, they have. Guys, the reoccurring term down here is soft. They say that East Coweta is soft, and that's, you see it. We're dominating the line of scrimmage at the time, and we're getting some big hits out there on defense.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply update. Gimmel in the shotgun, trips near side. Single receiver far side. He drops straight back. Here come the blitz. We get a hand on him. He pulls it away. Now he's got the ball up in the air. Gets away from the second man and throws. Makes the catch. Is the receiver makes the catch at the back at the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up a yard, Bill. It's going to be now fourth. They'll get down to about the 32, so it's going to be fourth and probably about 15 from there.
Let's see. They're marking it at almost the 34, Wes. Yep, it'll be the 34-yard line. So it'll bring up fourth and 15 now for East Coweta. They'll try another field goal attempt, or no, they're going to punt here. Number 28 is their punter. That's Cole Antley.
And we send Alex Brown and Jock Alexander back deep.
Let's see.
Standing about the 50-yard line. They'd have to get down across the 20 for a first down. And we almost got a hand on it. We let it hit. Will it get into the end zone? Yes, it does.
It was close. It was bouncing around the 3-4, down to the 2, and then before East Coweta could get there, it goes into the end zone. We were very close again to getting to the punter and maybe making a block, but the Vikings will have it first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line with 2:32 left in the third quarter, leading 31-3 over the East Coweta Indians.
And here come the Vikings. Bill?
Yep.
I'd like to see some points scored here in these next couple of minutes.
I'd like to see some time wear off that clock, and I think that's exactly what you're going to see. Now, I think you're sitting on a lead, but I think you're just going to grind the ball down the field.
Dixon, six-man front, two linebackers up tight, rolls right, looks downfield, stops, plenty of protection, throws the ball way downfield. There's going to be pass interference.
Yeah, they knocked down our defender, number 82, James Samuel. And I mean pushed him down at about the 46-yard line as he was going to that spot towards the middle on a post pattern, and he got pushed down by two defenders. And in high school, it doesn't have to be catchable. If you interfere with that receiver going down the field, it's pass interference. Now, unlike years past, it's not an automatic first down, but it is a 15-yard penalty. Well, in this case, we only needed 10 for the first, so it is a first down in this case.
Yep. Our guys thought it was a spot foul. They went all the way down the field. But it's really just down to out to the 35. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 31-3. Dixon slides under center. Jerome Daniels in motion and gives it to Anthony Robinson on the counter. Anthony tries to get around the left side. He'll get out to the 40.
He'll pick up six. It looks like they're going to mark him right on the 40. I thought maybe he got 6 yards.
I'm actually going to give him to the 41, so it'll be 6 yards. It'll be second and four with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-3. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon with a mod Snead at the fullback position. puts Daniels in motion, gives it to Snead right up the middle. Look at a Mott Snead run, bust over Indians as it gets into East Cayeta territory down to the 49-yard line. I'm going to tell you what, Bill, he is racking the yards up and he's busting heads.
Yeah, Mott Snead running with an authority. And, I mean, when he hits somebody, he hits them and keeps going. That's a great run by Ahmad Snead. Another first down for the Vikings in East Coweta territory, a 10-yard run. The clock will start just now at 1:35 left here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-3.
Dixon, again with Brown in motion. Gives it the counter to Anthony Robinson. The sophomore gets run down from behind. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there as the clock winds down to just about a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter.
The tackle for East Coweta, Isaiah Gimmel, freshman defensive end. We talked about him at the top of the show as well, the younger brother of Bryce Gimmel, the quarterback for East Coweta.
Dixon with a tight end to the press box side of the field. Brings Eric Hart in motion towards us. Again, gives it to Mott Snead. Snead just busts in there, jumps in hard down to the 45, where it will be third and five from the 45-yard line. We're inside a minute to go. Should be one more play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're going to give him right on the 45, so it will be third and about six. You got to get over the 40 to almost the 39.
Ball on the near hash mark. Dixon looks at that East Coweta Indian defense. Says to the center, give me the ball. And he does. Rolls left, stops, looks, throws out to Eric Hart, makes the catch. Turns, spins at the 30, still on his feet as he fights away across the 25, down to about the 22, and there's a flag down. And what are we going to have back at the 49?
Well, let's see. It was a great pass. Little pass out in the flats to Eric Hart. He picked up great yardage, but let's wait. Let's see what the flag is. As Lounge says, it's against East Coweta. You see them pointing that way. We'll wait on the play.
Guys, we're going to have a little extracurricular against East Coweta. That's the second play, actually. They've done that. The guy was getting a little chippy with Dyshawn, and I think it's just because Dyshawn's been pushing him around all night, and he's kind of gotten tired of it. And the play before, the sidelines over here wanted him to call a flag, and they didn't. Got it again two plays later, and they got him.
All the way down. That penalty will take it all the way down to the 12-yard line, 6.1 seconds. And I tell you, I think just as soon as they set the chains and wind the clock, coach is going to try to get a playoff. And, no, they've got to go back and get their flag. They left it down at the 49-yard line, so we'll keep it right here.
It is a timeout, East Coweta. They're going to take some time off of there. A nice pass. Let's see if we can give you the length of that pass right there. 22 yards on the pass. What a great play.
He had multiple receivers open. Brandon Roberts was coming back towards the sprawl, I believe, or maybe Malik Roberts. Eric Hart in the flats was able to pick it up. He had two receivers pretty much wide open. Picked up the first down. Good job by the Vikings on that play action pass.
6 seconds left here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-3.
This is exactly what we talked about at halftime. Don't get out of what you're doing. Run the play action when it's unexpected. Keep making the defense be on their heels. You know, keep being unpredictable. Vikings leading 31-3, 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings are knocking on the door.
East Coweta, it seems like a long timeout. I guess we've taken commercials in a lot of cases, and they go by pretty quickly. But out there on the field, they are talking intently to young number two, Bryce Gimmel. Now, of course, he's out there on defense.
Yep. We've got Arvin Berry, Alex Brown, and I think it's Eric Hart at wing back on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings headed toward that north end zone.
Strong side left.
Dixon slides under center. He's got Brown in motion. Carrick, counter play goes to... That was Jerome Daniels. And that's the last play of the third quarter, Bill. We get all the way down to the 3-yard line. And that's the end of the third quarter. Vikings head to the fourth quarter. We're leading 31-3, but it'll be first and goal for our Vikings. And more importantly, Bill, some more points on the board. Just extends that lead and tells the Vikings, hey, you will get to play another week.
Yeah, I mean, and we got to continue to play this way. We can't worry about what Marietta and Lovejoy are doing. We'll worry about that in the next 12 minutes. When that happens, we can hope that Marietta is victorious. They'll have to come down to the Concrete Palace. Be sure and follow us at our website, thevikingvoice.com. Go to loungefootball.com. That information will be available first thing tomorrow, depending on where we're going to go or if somebody's coming to us. But you're right. We got to take care of business over the next 12 minutes, and we'll get it.
Valdosta had a fourth and goal and got stopped. It is still 13-13, Valdosta and Langston Hughes.
Vikings lead here 31-3 to start the fourth quarter.
We'll have first and goal somewhat the 3-yard line.
And so second and goal.
Second and goal. As we start the fourth quarter. All right. Dixon slides under center. Gives the ball to Brandon Roberts around the right side. Fights his way down to the goal line. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Brandon Roberts. Three-yard touchdown run by Brandon Roberts.
And that'll put the Vikings up 37-3. And we're going to run the swinging gate. We're going to attempt an extra point. And number 95, Sean Smith, will come in to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 11:52 to go here in the ball game, Vikings are now leading 38-3, a 35-point lead, Bill. And that's going to be, I won't say it's insurmountable, but it's going to be awfully tough to come back from 35 points down.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know. It'd be tough for any team. East Coweta, they could score quickly now. They've got the passing ability to be able to do that. The Viking defense, though, I don't think is going to give them the opportunity.
Yep. And another score for folks who are Brooks County fans, they're leading 52-6, and that's no big surprise for Maurice Freeman's Brooks County Trojans. Sean Smith will now kick off as East Coweta is putting in some guys. Bill, we haven't seen the play so far tonight. Number 86, Chaz Cherry, is back deep, along with Austin Russell. There is a kick. End over end kick. Taken at the 2. Cherry up to the 10, the 15. At the 20, gets hit, and he'll go down across the 25. Give him the 26-yard line, and that's where East Coweta will take over. First and 10 from their own 26. With 11:44 to go in the ball game, Vikings leading 38-3. And hopefully we're going to get a. Have we got any updates out of Marietta and Lovejoy?
Last time we heard, it was still 20-14, Marietta leading Lovejoy.
East Coweta up over the ball. It is Gimel, their senior quarterback, in the I formation. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. He drops back, play action, pump fakes, throws downfield. And the catch made is going to be pass interference, but a catch made by number 81, E.J. Ransom. He went up high, pulled the ball down. But it was pass interference on our Vikings, but they will decline it because that would only give them the ball about the 42-yard line, and they'll take it at the 50.
Well, we said that, you know, the Vikings could score. I mean, excuse me, East Coweta Indians can score quickly. So it's one of those situations we've got to continue to play focused and play good defense. Don't let the score fool you now. Vikings have got to continue to play well.
East Coweta having to swap linemen. The helmet quit working. They bring two receivers near side. Gimel sends one to the far side. We're in a four-man front. He keeps two backs, one on either side of him. And he gives it to the tailback. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and knocked back. And leading that charge was the senior, Trey Jackson.
Along with Corvion White, number 30, they make the stop.
And they give him the line of scrimmage to be second and 10 from there. Ball on the near hash mark. East Caeta going from left to right on your radio dial.
Clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 38-3.
Trips receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Gimel standing at his own 45, waiting on the snap. Quickly, quarterback draw gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he'll get. It will be third and 10, Bill.
Yeah, that's A.J. Harper along with number 61, Zach Copeland. Makes a great tackle for the Vikings.
The Vikings have, with 2 weeks off to prepare for this playoff game, you can tell they prepared very well for the Indians.
Third and 10 now for the Indians. Right the ball at midfield on the 50.
Gimel will keep a back in the backfield with him.
Stacks his receivers again. That's been a problem.
Let's see what he's used to complete those passes. Ball on the ground. He picks it up. Pump fake throws across, and the catch is made by number 81, but hit immediately.
That's number 28, Carlos Lee, drops him after about a five-yard gain. They'll mark it right on, well, a little over the 45 to the 44.
It'll be fourth and about.
Oh, wow, he moved it up a whole nother yard to actually the 43.
And Langston Hughes has taken the lead over Valdosta 20-13 as the third quarter is coming to a close.
It's fourth and three. They're going to go for it.
He'll send twin receivers to the far side. He'll stack them again. Well, like I say, Bill, it's been a problem for us. We go back to a four-man front. We're looking to see what to do. He pump fakes, throws across the middle, got a man open for the first down, turns, Finn still on his feet, knocked down as they get inside the 20, all the way down, Bill, to our 17-yard line.
That, again, is the problem. Stacking that, we've got to figure out which the cornerbacks and the safeties got to figure out who they've got. They're coming in almost in a pick across the middle. Clock running 9:05 here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 38-3. A 35-point lead.
Indians split their receivers. Now they've got another bring trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Gimel, the senior quarterback, to the tailback. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage and... they haven't run the ball very well on us tonight, Bill.
Well, hey, one of the things that we're doing is we've almost put a spy, and I saw it that time, on the quarterback. That time it was Kedrick Clemens, number 19, out there on that defensive end spot, and he is watching that quarterback. I mean, that's his job, what you call a spy sometimes. Nathan Brantley hobbles off to the sidelines now. He seems to be jogging a little bit better on it, so maybe not too serious. Second and nine now for the Indians. 8:15, the clock running here in the fourth quarter.
And then drops back. Gimel looking, throws out in the flats, catch made at the 10. They'll have the first down, Bill, all the way down to our 6-yard line.
That was a receiver we haven't seen, number 23, Reagan Thomas. He makes the completion, makes a little turn out there, makes the defender miss. And East Coweta is threatening now. Inside the 10 with a first and goal at the 6.
The Mods need an at linebacker for Nathan Brantley. Gimel, tied in to the press box side of the field. Gives it to the tailback out of the I formation. Gets hit, driving hard as he gets inside the 5. And he's down to the 4. It'll be second and goal from the 4. Malik Robinson carries the ball.
Clock continues to run.
7:20 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 38-3.
It's second and goal from the 3-yard line now for the Indians.
And you know it's 4-down territory for them, I would imagine, anyway.
Well, they went for it earlier on 4th down. 7:05, the clock continues
Gimel
to run.
Splits his receivers, goes to the I formation, tied in. Entire side of the field, there's a flag, and
should be
encroachment on the defense. Half the distance, so it'll take it down to the 1.5-yard line.
Viking defense just trying to crowd the line a little bit there. get up there and hopefully get a big stop. And I know they may have jumped or actually lined up in the neutral zone probably. They're off at an angle from us now, Wes. It's a little hard to see that line.
Gimble checks his wristband for the play. Here come the Indians again in that I formation. Tied into the press box side of the field. 7 minutes to go. Gimble keeps it, rolls right, looks, pump fakes, those are the end zone, and
caught out of bounds.
Touchdown.
They say touchdown. I need instant replay.
The official, the back judge, or the side judge, looked and looked and walked down the sideline, stuck his hands in the air. Guess he was watching his feet and said touchdown.
I thought he caught it out of bounds, but official right there on the spot said, nope, he made the catch. And East Coweta put 6 on the board. They got 9 now, 38-9.
They bring Cole Antley in to attempt the extra point. The snap, balls down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 6:51 to go in the ball game, it is Vikings 38, East Coweta 10. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box high above Shoemake Memorial Stadium. East Coweta gets on the board, and they're set to kick off. We're looking for an onside kick.
Yeah, you want to be careful here in this kind of situation that you don't get caught off guard. You get your hands, people, on the field.
Now, remember, the ball has to go 10 yards before you can block the first person.
Okay. Ball kicked from the 40. Let's see what they do. They kick it away.
Brandon Roberts will let it hit. And
he's got to pick it up
at the 2. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20. Cuts outside. Trying to get outside an Indian. He's out to the 25. And they'll run him out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Brandon Roberts picked the ball up on the 2 because we thought they was going to kick it short. And a great, great return by Brandon Roberts. A 30-yard return, a 31-yard return, all the way out to the 33-yard line. 6:39 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-10.
Yeah, he had to pick it up there. He thought it was going to go into the end zone on the kick, but he had to pick it up at the 2. Gets a great return over here on the left side, down this hash mark to the 30. Viking offense coming out on the field.
Got an update in Lovejoy. Lovejoy is beating Marietta 21-20 in the third quarter.
All right.
And it is Austin Dixon bringing the Vikings back out on the field. Ahmad Snead, full back position. You've got Anthony Robinson at one wing back. There is 6:39 to go here. Tyson Harris in at the other wing back. There's a snap, gives it to Harris on the right side. There's flags. He turns, spins, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. But they are flags, and I imagine it's going to be a legal procedure on our Vikings.
Yeah, there was from both side judges and from the referee.
Illegal shift. And they'll mark those 5 yards off all the way back to the 25-yard line, where it'll be first and 15 from there. They will set the chains and clock will start on the snap. Dixon looks to the side, looks to the sidelines. I mean, I don't, you know, might as well go ahead and run the ball because the clock's not running. Calls the play. We put Alex Brown in motion, picks out to Alex, looking to go around the right side. Turns the corner, upfield, pick up positive yardage as it gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And, Bill, probably looks like about a 10-yard run for Alex Brown.
Yeah, they gave him about the 34-yard line, it looks like, where they're going to mark it down. They do. The 34-yard line brings up second down for the Vikings. The clock continues to run a 9-yard run, 6:06 the clock running here in the fourth quarter. Our Vikings leading 38-10.
Be second and a long 6 at the 39. We're just taking our time. Dixon again brings Brown in motion, gives it to Anthony on the counter. The sophomore across the left side gets hit, knocked back. They'll give us forward progress up to about the 36. So give him about 2 yards. So it'll be third and about four from around the 36-yard line. Ahmad Snead at fullback. 5:20 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 38-10.
Third and four now for the Vikings.
Luke Dixon gets the play from the sidelines. Passes it on to the offensive line. Slides under center. Got Robinson in motion. Pitches out to Robinson. Robinson turns, cuts inside. And we will, he'll get maybe a yard, if that.
When you need it, when it's third down and you need to get that line for the first down, you need your running back, turn the corner and go. Don't worry about looking. And you saw Robinson kind of stutter step as he came out on this side, trying to find the better line. Like I said, third down in that short distance, you really got to turn the corner, get yourself upfield.
For only the second time tonight, John Belcher will step out to punt the ball. Ransom, their big wide receiver, goes back deep to receive the punt. Belcher gets it away. Nice punt. Ransom signals fair catch at the 25, and that's where East Cato will take over. First and 10 with 4:11 to go here in the ballgame. I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live from Cheddar's on Norman Drive. We'll be on the air at 6:45 Tuesday night talking about this ball game and the upcoming ball game with either Marietta or Lovejoy. And, of course, we're all pulling for Marietta because then we'd get to play at home. Otherwise, we've got to make that trip back up here to play Lovejoy. 4:11 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-10. Gimmel in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Back on either side of him. Low snap. Gives it to the up back. And he'll get across the 25, maybe the 26, be second and nine. As that clock continues to run, and we're now inside 4 minutes to go.
Nathan Brantley, number 10, good to see him back on the field, makes the tackle for the Vikings. He and A.J. Harper get off here at this play.
Guys, I want to comment on Chris Hill, a senior back in there playing safety right now. Starter at the beginning of the year, lost his job, had some injuries. And he's in there playing and fighting, and good to see Chris Hill out there playing safety.
Yep. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Gimmel, under center, drops back, looking to pass. Oh, ho, ho! And he just got nailed by number 30, Corian White. Back him all of them, and then Bill had to lose about 7 yards all the way back to about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit that time. Corvion just busted through that offensive line, had a bead for the quarterback. Nobody was going to get in his way. It's third down and about 17 now.
And as the clock is inside, 3 minutes to go here in the ball game. Our boys will head back home after this one. Get ready for next week. We're in a four-man front. Gimmel in the I formation. He goes under center. Again, throws across, ball tipped, knocked down, incomplete pass.
His intended receiver, number 23, Reagan Thomas, that ball had a little bit of mustard on it. It hit him in the hands and just ricocheted off.
It stops the clock with 2:43 to go. Vikings leading 38-10, led 23-3 at halftime. Scored on the first three out of four possessions that we had. And East Caedo will punt. We've got nobody back deep. We're just saying go ahead and kick it. We're not going to try to return it. And they do. The ball will hit at the 50, bounces across the 45, the 40, rolls across the 35, down to the 34, the 33, and that's where East Caedo will down it on our own 33-yard line. 2:32 to go. 2:32 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 38-10. And
Vikings taking their time on the sideline, getting ready to come out.
and see if we might have a new quarterback. I'm looking to see if we do.
It is number, is that 11, Jake Parker. Yep. Jake Parker, number 11 at quarterback.
Parker turns around, says something to his fullback. We'll get you that number here. Oh, ball's on the ground and mishandled the snap, but we fell on it.
So it's still second down now. That's a whole new offensive line. There's some bright white shirts out there.
And that was Brandon Buford, number 76, who fell on that football. So it'll be second and 10 as we slip inside the two-minute mark here in the ball game. Vikings will go to 11-3 on the year.
11-3.
I'm sorry.
8-3.
8-3. I was thinking 11. Give the ball to 33 around the right side, and that is Mr.
Desmond Copeland.
And he'll pick himself up about 5 yards. It'll be second and five as they move to the
far
half.
Third and five. Excuse me.
Third and five. We're at 1:30 to go here in the ball game. Jake Parker looks to the sidelines. And if that name's familiar, it should be. His brother was the gunslinger, Cole Parker.
And his other brother, Austin, wide receiver back in 06-07.
God rest his soul. Counter play. And that's number 11, no, 41.
That's Boogie.
That's Boogie Kevin as he crosses the 50. He fumbles the ball, and it goes out of bounds about the 45, but they'll take it back to the 49 where he lost control of it.
Yeah, number 41, James Kamen. We'll call him Boogie. That's his mama calls him Boogie. Everybody calls him Boogie.
Clock running. We'll run one more play. And then this ball game will be history. Vikings improved to 8-3 on the year and advanced to the second round of the state playoffs. We give it to the fullback up the middle. Fights his way close to the first down. And that will be the ball game, Bill.
Did get some updated scores while we'll wait here just a minute. Colquitt County leads Noonan 41-3. Langston Hughes leads Valdosta 27-13. Those are some updated scores from our region. Valwood, great win, 39-7 over Gatewood. He continues to roll there. Ashley Henderson does.
He sure does, and I tell you what, he started off big down there. Vikings win 38-10, advance to the second round of the state playoff. We'll have to wait and see what happens between Marietta and Lovejoy before we know who we're playing next Friday night. Congratulations to Colquitt on a 41 that they're leading.
I don't think that's a final yet.
But Valdosta trails Langston Hughes 27-13. And Brooks County beats Scriven 54-6.
I don't think these are final, but a 54-6 lead. You almost going to say that Brooks County will win that one.
You would think so. We will get down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers and Coach Mack after everybody gets through shaking hands and saying hello and all that stuff and congratulating each other on a great game. Vikings had just dominated up here tonight. On a cold, wet night here in Sharpsburg, Georgia. Coach Mack will go over with the players as they play the alma mater.
And we'll keep it right here because Marty will get us some interviews with Coach McPherson as well as players in just a little while. Want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lions High football. It's been a great pleasure to bring you the games each and every week, and it really is not possible without those sponsors. So we want to thank all of them. When you get a chance, you hear their ads throughout the games. Get out there and stop by, tell them thank you, and that you appreciate the fact that they support Lions High football. And we certainly appreciate them as well. It allows us to get here and bring you the games and and an avenue to put it out there. So thank you very much. The Vikings are victorious 38-10 here at East Coweta High in the first round of the playoffs, and we'll sit back and over the next several minutes try to figure out what we'll do next week, Wes. Of course, we last heard Lovejoy was leading Marietta in the third quarter. If it's a Lovejoy win, we'll be back on the road next week heading over to Henry County. If it's a Marietta win, we'll get to be at home at the Concrete Palace, and we'll welcome in the Marietta Blue Devils to come in for the second round of the playoffs as the Vikings have punched their ticket. We're waiting on our opponent.
And that's a good thing to know, that you can advance to the second round of the playoffs. And our players over in front of the band as they're playing the alma mater.
And, it, you know, it's great. The band didn't get to march. The band played in the stands and in really inclement weather. But they are such an integral part.
Guys, I'm here down here with Coach Mack. I'm very happy. Big win for your Vikings.
It was. It was a great win. The kids played hard, man. Coaches had a great game plan. I'm just proud of them, man.
Coach, we talked a little bit about your defense at halftime, but they gave up the late touchdown there. But your defense played great all night long and really made East Coweta work for it. You got to be proud of your defense and what they did.
Yeah, I sure am. You know, Marty, I think we played our best game of the year tonight, without a doubt.
Yeah. Of course, talking about defense played well, but so did the offense. I think I only remember you punting it twice. Offensive line just did an exceptional job tonight, and you spread the wealth as far as the ball carries. But you got Brandon Roberts and Eric Hart both got a good bit of carries. Offense did very well as well.
Yeah, I'm proud of both offense and defense is a total team effort all the way down the line.
Coach, I know you're turning your attention to the scoreboard and find out who wins tonight. Maybe Marietta can pull it out, and we can play at home. But if not, we'll go on the road and hopefully win that one too, right?
Yes, sir. That'd be nice to be at home, but we'll go on the road again.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
All right, Vikings victorious 38-10 over the East Coweta Indians. We're going to take a two-minute break. We come back, we'll wrap it up for you, and we're going to hit the road and head back down south. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Garland Shoemake Stadium here on the campus of East Coweta High School. Vikings advance to the second round of the state high school playoffs with a 38-10 win over the East Coweta Indians, the number 2 seed out of Region 3. And it's what you wanted. You wanted to come up here and see a dominating performance by our Vikings, which we saw. Now everybody will load up and head back south down 75, headed back home to the friendly confines of Lowndes County. We won't know until just a little while whether Marietta can pull it out against Lovejoy. If they do, we'll be at home next Friday night. If not, we'll be on the road as we travel up to play Lovejoy. And the last we heard, Bill, it was Langston Hughes still leading Valdosta
34-13 now. Just I saw
34-13.
Yeah, just on
it. So they're really starting to spread it out. Colquitt was winning handily their game. They had no update on Camden, so.
Yeah, Camden was like 34-3 the last I saw, or something like that. But you made the comment, no matter where we're going, whether it's home or away,
we're playing.
We'll right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be here for the whole thing, every bit, every play right here.
I want to remind everybody of the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show on 99.5 Kicks Country at Cheddar's on Norman Drive. We'll be there at 6:45. I will have our roundtable discussion like we always do. Coach Mack and I will talk about tonight's ball game and our upcoming opponent. And it's a great place to be. There's a lot of good food and a lot of good friends, a lot of good family there. So you'll want to get out to Cheddar's on Norman Drive next Tuesday night for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, sponsored, brought to you in part by the Loach Body Works.
All right.
And let's get your final thoughts.
Yeah, wrapping up the game, I like the game plan. Coach McPherson said it in his post-game interview, his traditions flooring post-game interview, that the coaches had a good game plan. I think they did. They were well-balanced. That's been my tagline all night, or all year, has been balanced. They were running play action and passing the ball at will. We did a good job tonight getting the first downs when we needed them, getting, like you said, Bill, in front of
the
front of the down and distance. And, good ball game tonight by the Vikings. Well-played defensive game. You know, we've struggled with a dual-threat quarterback all season. And we were able to contain him. We got three or four sacks in the backfield. of a guy that's kind of, you know, got some, put up about 1,300 yards, had about 600 or 700 yards with his feet. So this guy was good, and we were able to contain him. You know, I'm pleased with it. I think we're still healthy. Coach Mack said we were healthy coming into this game. I think we leave this game still healthy. And it's good to be coming off a win like this after a loss against Camden. We eliminated the mistakes, guys. We didn't turn the ball over when we on our own side of the field. I don't think we turned the ball over at all, did we? Did we turn the ball over?
No, we didn't.
We had a couple fumbles, but we were able to get on top of them. Yep. And didn't turn it over through the air. And we forced a couple turnovers, and that's what you got to do in playoff ball. But we live to fight another week, guys, and that's what's most important. Great job tonight by the Vikings pulling out the victory on the road. And, again, we have not been known as road warriors. And I think we came up here tonight on a long drive, and we're able to get a good victory. So moving on to next week, hopefully it's Marietta and we'll be at home. But like you said earlier, we'll go to Lovejoy if we have to.
That's exactly right.
Bill? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I was pleased at how well everybody played. Just offensively, I thought we did most anything we wanted to. We stayed ahead of the down and distance markers. The second drive, we just were not real successful. We tried to do a few things that maybe we weren't ready to do. But when we ran the ball tonight, we ran the ball, and it was phenomenal.
We did.
But I'm looking forward to next week, too, no matter where it is, where we're going to go, where we're going to be. It's right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Absolutely.
Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes and been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, for Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. Vikings win 38-10. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.